اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه، صلى الله عليكم يا أهل بيت النبوة. How oppressed are these true Hassans? The loneliness of their graves is evident. One is still a shrine of dust, the other rebuilt, but from his mother distant. Even if you did not rebuild his dome, the heart of every Shia, just like for Mujtaba, for him also is a Husayniya. Allow me to share in your grief, O Sahib al-Zaman, through my tears grant me relief, O Sahib al-Zaman. For your father you brought water, O Sahib al-Zaman. How I wish to Hussein you would have offered, O Sahib al-Zaman. Ya Imam al-Askari, my lips are flooded with the dhikr of al-ajal, al-ajal. But my dhikr and my actions do not correlate. Ya Imam al-Askari, the lovers of Ali are plenty, but those prepared for your son Mahdi are not many. Take our hands and place us in your army, O Askari. Just your presence will change us. Just one glance will make us ready. They say that when Imam al-Askari was sent to prison by the Bani al-Abbas, the two most evil jailers were sent to guard him so that they may bother him. After some time, the ruler saw that these two men became men of worship, men of prayer. They were asked, why is it that you two did not do what you were ordered? You were commanded to be harsh with al-Askari. They replied, what can we say about a man who spends his days fasting and his nights in prayer? Just the proximity of the Imam to the most cruel of men was able to cause a revolution in their hearts. Ya Imam al-Askari, all I ask is that you look at me. Allow me to bask in the glory of that golden dome in Samarra. Allow me to become a lover in the courtyards of Samarra. Allow me to become a follower in the oppressed shrine in Samarra. The Imam of Imam al-Askari began at a very young age, and it was also very early, at the age of 28, that he attained Shahada. In his young life, his access to his Shia were very limited, and today as well he remains a stranger far from home and with his followers far from him. They tried to remove the A'imma from their Shia to reduce their effects, but the people had already been affected. How can they remove divine love from their hearts? The Khilafah of Bani al-Abbas saw some of the most cruel rulers ascend to power. The Imam was under constant surveillance. The people were afraid to interact with him, to speak with him, to visit him. It is reported that Imam al-Askari instructed his Shia, "No one should greet me, no one should point at me. What estrangement, what loneliness. Even amongst his own followers, he was made to feel like a stranger. It was as if the fathers of Imam al-Zaman were in ghaiba themselves." It is reported that Imam al-Askari was the only Imam to not have gone for Hajj. "Ya Imam al-Askari, there is no need. You yourself are the Kaaba of the Shia. Your oppressed shrine itself is the Mecca of the Shia. There is no need to rush to the Sardab. Your Shia have lined up to defend you." They say that there were several attempts made to martyr Imam al-Askari while he was in prison and even in his own home. Sometimes he would take refuge in a lower level of his home in his Sardab and would remain there for a long time in ibadah. "Ya Imam al-Askari, come out from your sardab. Your Shia have lined up to defend you. Ya Imam al-Askari, if you leave, Sahib al-Zaman will become an orphan. Ya Imam al-Askari, if you leave, Sahib al-Zaman will not be safe." They say after that Mal'oon Mu'tamid, La'natullah alayhi, poisoned Imam al-Askari, after the dawn of the 8th of Rabi', he attained Shahada. When it came time for the funeral prayers, Sahib al-Zaman came out from his home. He told his uncle to step aside. Only an Imam can lead the Salat al-Janazah for an Imam. "La ilaha illallah, look who has come to pray right behind the five-year-old Imam of the time. It is none other than Mu'tamid himself." The moment Sahib al-Zaman recited his last takbir, Mu'tamid, the killer of his father, pursued him, came after him. "La ilaha illallah, the musibah of the shahada began, the musibah of the ghaiba. Ah, in his final moments, the poison was burning Imam al-Askari. He called Sahib al-Zaman and asked, 'Bring me some water.' Ya Imam al-Askari, what a son you had. When you needed water, he rushed to your side. Ah, la yawmka yawmika, Aba Abdillah. Would that you had a son like Sahib Zaman left to come to your side. Would that you had a son like Sahib Zaman to quench your thirst. Instead, your killer sat on your chest. Instead of water, he brought you a dagger. Oh, Shemr, don't you know his mother is watching? Don't you see his sister is running? Do you not know who kissed this blessed neck that you are striking? Ya Sahib al-Zaman, would that Abu Abdullah had a son like you left to come to him in his final moments. Come now to our aid, O Sahib al-Zaman. Every day without you is Ashura. Return to avenge the blood spilled in Karbala. صلى الله عليكم يا أهل بيت النبوة.